Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I'm super excited about this show. I mean, everybody knows that watches the show that my wife plays the piano, and we love education and we love what's going on and in primary and secondary and even at the university level. And of course, one thing that I wish I was a little bit better at when I was a young man was mathematics. I mean, my skills were pretty good, but I sure could have used a little bit of help. And we've been able to find a great entrepreneur. His name is Mr. Marcus Blackwell, and he's the CEO and founder of Make Music Count. Wait till you see this app. I mean, this is genius. I mean, what he's been able to do is increase elementary and secondary students' mathematical skills, and he develops it through piano. It's such a super cool platform, such a great app. Marcus, I'm so happy to have you on the show. Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to jump in and share a little bit more today.
Yeah, and I just have to brag a little bit, you know, prior to the show, as we were getting ready for the show, Marcus went on his piano and he played some piano for me. He's a concert pianist. I mean, a beautiful piano player as well. But you've combined this love of piano with improving students' math skills. I mean, it's such a great idea. Let's pull the lens back, Marcus, to 30,000 feet. Tell us about Make Music Count, and then we're going to get into it.
Sure. So Make Music Count is an online tutoring platform that is centered around our patented math curriculum and app that's taught by learning how to play your favorite song on the piano. So, you know, what that means is that we created a way for students to enjoy practicing their math skills. And that's no easy feat, right? So the way that we do it is we say, hey, how about I teach you how to play your favorite song on the piano? And you'll learn how to do that by applying these math concepts like fractions, multiplication, division, algebra, and even some higher level math courses as well.
I love it. We're going to do a screen share in just a little bit. But, you know, when we talk to entrepreneurs, Marcus, something that's interesting is we see their online reviews. But something that's just amazing with your platform is we're used to adults giving reviews, but you've got third and fourth and seventh and eighth graders saying how great this program is. I mean, it's super cool. And of course, Shaquille O'Neal has come on and he said he loves this. I mean, he thinks it's an incredible way for students to advance their math skills as well. So let's talk about you as a young person just for a minute. How were your math skills? And, you know, did you need your own app when you were younger?
Yes, I did need it. That's where this idea came from. You know, I struggled in math. I was a good student, but math was presented to me as something that was intimidating. And, you know, oftentimes math is taught in like, either you get it or you don't. And if you don't, that's it, you know, focus on something else. And so I really, you know, I was like, well, no, I want to understand. And oftentimes I wasn't even given the extra help I asked for. But what did it for me is the fact that I first am a pianist. I've played the piano since I was five, every genre from classical to jazz to gospel. And, you know, the aha moment came when I realized that you cannot play an instrument without understanding math, whether it's reading sheet music, whether it's, you know, scales, all of it involves numbers somehow. And I was like, well, that's interesting. Well, if I've played the piano for this long and I'm at a certain level, it's got to mean I'm got to be equally as good in math as well. And so what that did was it gave me confidence. And that's the key to mathematics. There isn't a such thing as someone that just can't do math. It's low confidence. And so what Make Music Count does is we use music, which makes us all happy and joyful, and uses that as the incentive to push through the intimidation that you may feel towards math.
I love it, Marcus. Of course, when we think about it, when I was a young man, you know, the funnest time I had at school was going out to play at recess. But now math is fun. I mean, 30-minute sessions, they're filled with music and dancing and math and learning. For the parents, I mean, they're going to be very happy because they're ensuring their child's educational is very bright and they have a great future. The child gets to practice math concepts while learning piano, so they get two benefits. And then, of course, after they do all this, kids start believing in themselves. They start getting their confidence, and it's just remarkable. Is that what you've seen with people on the platform?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the entire point is, you know, when you say something like, I don't like math, you automatically cut off opportunities for careers, right? In STEM fields. And that's a lot, right? And you shouldn't make a decision like that in third grade, right? So it's our job as educators to be able to show you different ways in which you can understand something. And that was my frustration. I was like, why didn't someone tell me a long time ago that all that piano that you've been doing is you actually understanding math? I would have been healed a long time ago, right? And so what we've seen, and part of the reason why our reviews come from students is because they truly enjoy our platform, right? And, you know, it's not just, oh, I enjoy this platform. Can you add this favorite song? Can you add, you know, this popular song that I'm learning? It's turned into, can you add this math subject? Because this platform can help me learn these certain areas. And that's really what's been so powerful. That's how we built our curriculum, was from direct feedback from second through 12th grade students.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, you have tutors as well. We want to get into all of it. It's available on the App Store and Google Play. You know, Marcus, I was interviewing a very high profile CEO recently, someone, you know, whose name recognized throughout the world. And we were kind of joking around. I said, you know, wow, you know, let's look at Steve Jobs. I mean, you easily, you know, could have been a Steve Jobs. And he kind of laughed. He said, well, I could have been, but I wasn't good at math. So, right, that's how important math is. So let's talk about, you know, I'm thinking right now, we're going to do a screen share. We're going to do something a little different. And of course, this is going to go on the podcast network as well. So you're going to talk it through as well.
Yes.
So let's share the screen for the people watching the show, for the people listening to the show on the podcast. Of course, you'll talk it through. And let's talk about music. Let's talk about Make Music Count. Let's talk about tutoring. Let's talk about how they get to learn math through this Make Music Count platform.
Yes, yes. So so first of all, you know, the way that this works, this is a free app, a freemium model app that you can find in the Apple Store, Google Play Store for phones, iPads, tablets, even works for Chromebooks and laptops if you're a school district. So the way this works is you select a math subject that you want to focus on. So we have everything in here from fractions to integers, multiplication, division, algebra, pre-calc, and calculus, right? So it's a full range of good subjects. We're going to do something basic with just fractions. And you pick your favorite song that you'd like to learn how to play. And the way this works is that we're going to do The Way You Move by Outkast. And the way this works is the answers to these math questions are the notes to play the song on the piano. So we're very different than others that may use music first. No, you have to earn the music, and you're going to do it by doing the math. That's where the math improvement comes from. So the first question says G plus zero. And what we're doing is we're looking at the piano, not as an instrument, but as a number line, which is a math tool. So G is the white key, and plus zero means you don't move anywhere. So your answer would be G. You would push that as your answer. So the next question says G plus a half. Now, whenever you move from one key to the next key, in music, that's called a half step. So for the question here that says G plus a half, G is the white key where you start, plus a half means you go up to the black key above it, which would be G sharp. You would push that as your answer, right? So just like on a number line, if you add, you move to the right. If you subtract, you move to the left. So G minus one, again, counting in halves. G is where you start, minus a half would be F sharp, the black key above it. And then you got to go one more half, which would be down to F. So G minus one would be F. And so that is your solution. And again, your reward, now that you've answered the questions, you've got the notes to play the song. Your reward is you will now hear the music and your answers will light up on the piano so that you can play along as well. And it sounds like this. Right. So what you just experienced is direct math application leading to your ability to play the piano. You could have played this even if you've never played the piano before, strictly from math. And so the idea is through that experience, your confidence is built so that you can now answer this math quiz with no music. And that's how Make Music Count lessons work.
Marcus, that's unbelievable. I mean, I was bouncing to the music. I loved it.
Yes.
Let's talk about the music because, you know, you have the biggest artists in the world on the platform. How does that work? I mean, how do you get their music to be able to teach the kids to do math by playing their songs?
You know, what's interesting, you know, there really is a benefit to doing good with things and there's a bit of a safe space when it comes to using music for education. But our real angle that we're going to approach the music industry with is the fact that our app has created a brand new space for music streaming, right? We're talking about an untapped area, the school day and learning time, where, you know, there's no teacher that says, okay, class, open up your Spotify to learn a lesson. But through our app, when you do the math and it plays a song, that should count as a music stream so that we can actually reward artists for using their content in our curriculum.
What a great idea. I mean, even new artists, they want to get out in front of some people and they, yes. You know, have a great opportunity. I mean, come on and talk to Marcus, get on the platform and check it all out. I love
it. And you can grow with your audience, right? Because we start with second graders. And so, you know, it's very important for artists to be able to grow with their following. So if you make songs that fit in a K-12 curriculum, you know, and now you have a new place to market your music and show how it can improve their education as well.
So much fun. I mean, you get to learn the piano, you get to bop to some music, you're learning math. I mean, and you start at the second grade, you know.
Yes.
And then you go up to the 12th grade. I mean, so every single grade, they can progress from, you know, math and, you know, from fractions to whatever the next levels are. Yeah. They can progress all the way up there. Now, do they get to play a full song when they get through all the process?
So there's only a snippet, right? We want to keep the focus on the math learning. So there's enough of the song for you to understand that you've played it and you'll get the rewarding feeling. But then it's time to get back into the math and get to the next song. So
I love it. Now, one of the superintendents of a very large school district, public school district, said this app deserves to be famous. And we agree. I mean, he must love it, right?
Well, yeah. You know, again, no one's seen the type of results that we've seen in the math classroom, right? So imagine, right? If you're a teacher and all year long, your kids have told you they hate math and not doing well. And then here I come. And in 2 minutes, the entire attitude switches and they're doing the math that they said they couldn't do. Like it's like magic, right? It really is. And, you know, I'm just really thankful that we've come up with something that works. You know, there's a lot of gimmicks out there. I'm very critical of other ed tech solutions because number one, they created those solutions without first working with kids. So, you know, I'm like, this is boring, right? But we spent that time, you know, 6+ years in the classroom working directly with students. That's the reason why it works so well. And then secondly, I'm very open about how I've been in that situation before with those kids. They can tell I've been there. And, you know, I know what it feels like to be frustrated in class. And so that relatability also feeds into why we work so well.
Yeah, it makes sense. And of course, kids especially, when they get a little taste of a little success, right? Where prior they were having a tough time or difficulty, or they're banging their head against the wall. But then you give them a little taste of success, a little empowerment. And then you congratulate them for the success, which your app does with, you know, these great, you know, images that you ping up when they succeed in the task. They start saying to themselves, I can do it.
Yeah.
You get the can-do attitude versus the can't-do attitude. Is that one of the secret sauces?
That makes all the difference. And that's the power of music. Music makes us feel good. And, you know, oftentimes we come down on young people about their song choices. And my attitude is, why don't we use that to help them learn? They're going to listen to this music anyway, right? We're going to make sure it's safe and clean and all that. But let's use that in a creative way to get the results that we need them to have.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, you're a forward thinker, and we're thinking about now, you know, what you're doing and how to make music count. And I love that so much. As an entrepreneur, I would imagine you're thinking about the future, the next steps, the next evolution, where this app goes from here. I know some of it's probably, you know, part of your secret sauce, but if there's anything you can share with us about where it's going in the future, we'd love to hear it now.
Yes. So I'm really excited to announce this. We just launched our own online tutoring platform. So that means that now any college student, any teacher can earn extra money by teaching Make Music Count classes online. And this idea came up from the pandemic. The pandemic was really tough for students. There's a lot of learning loss that we're battling to help with, but it was also tough for teachers, right? We've got a lot of teachers that are leaving the classroom and they've got these skills that need to be used. And so, you know, online platform and online learning took off during the pandemic. And, you know, I'm like, look, we can join this area. So that is now available. We are onboarding teachers. Again, you don't have to be a pianist. The math will help you. And this is also going to be something very helpful to college students. So that's the first thing is, you know, being able to create our own type of learning space is going to be very important. And, you know, it's actually funny. Our work has actually been awarded a patent so that we are now officially able, the only ones that can teach mathematics using virtual instruments. And so that leads into where else we're going to be going. This is going to apply to other instruments eventually, right? We want to be able to do this for the trumpet and for the clarinet, right? The mathematics can apply. And so now that we've kind of protected our idea at its foundation, we're able to scale there. And then lastly, you know, math is just the beginning. We are going to do other subjects. There's a real argument here for the importance around integrated learning, right? So we're doing the music and math connection. There's also a connection between science and history, right? We should be looking at how creative we can get here, because what we've seen, what Make Music Count really proves is the importance of culturally relevant learning, where students are able to see themselves and see the things that they care about in the curriculum that they're learning. And when you meet kids where they are, they will perform. That's just plain and simple.
I love it. Of course, you know, you're going to bring other instruments. You've got the tutoring program now. You've got the patent. I mean, it's moving at the speed of light. I love it so much, Marcus. Let's talk about what it's like as an entrepreneur, having something that's so important. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they sell a widget, but it's not really changing the world. It's definitely helping their clients, which is, of course, is very important. Then that can change the world from what they do with their offering. But in your particular case, as well as other companies, what you're doing really changes people. It changes them for the better. It improves them. It makes them more powerful, and it gives them the opportunity to participate in our society and become a contributing member of the society. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, what's that feel like, knowing that you're putting something in play that really makes people better?
It's humbling. And It's rewarding. You know, I actually wake up with a fire in my belly because, again, I remember what it was like to not get it, to want to get it, right? There's, again, there's no such thing as a bad student or someone that's doesn't want to be in school. You just haven't connected with them in the right way. And so, you know, I really keep a chip on my shoulder. It's really what gets me going every day is because, you know, even personally, I prove to myself every day that I've still got it in math. You know, I didn't have it at one point, but through this, you know, musical connection, I kind of conquered my own fear. So I'm proving it to myself every day and I'm seeing it work in kids. And I tell you, there's no better feeling than seeing the light bulb come on in a student, right? There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And for them to realize the potential that they can have, right? So it's very humbling that, God gave me this idea and that it's helping people. So, you know, we really just, that's all we want to do is now that we have the solution is get this in front of as many kids as we can. And maybe even some adults, you know, that math would be a little intimidating. And, you know, we want to be able to help any way we can. We've even had interest from children's hospitals that said, you know, this is music therapy and maybe can even help some older people with all time. So there's a wide range in how we can be helpful. And so I'm really just thankful that we have something that we can contribute to helping people.
Yeah. And you mentioned that part about the seniors with the Alzheimer's or the dementia, or they're having some cognitive decline, and something like this would be fantastic for them. So I could see that also moving into that market, because that market is burgeoning as the population and the world gets older. Let's talk about team. Let's talk about team with you, because you have a great team. You have a group of technologists that put the app together. It works beautifully well. It's so much fun. Very creative. Now you're bringing the team in with the tutors. You know, you're a big believer in team. So I want to talk about team. And I'd like to also talk a little bit about mentorship. How important has it been in your entrepreneurial process, Marcus, to be able to have people that you can reach out to that support you and give you knowledge and give you support when you need it?
Well, you know, the word that I would use in addition to team is community. And that actually combines the importance of mentorship as well. So first, with us bringing on tutors, we're creating a community of people that believe in this creative way of teaching, right? And that's one piece. But within my own community, I wouldn't be here without mentorship. I have countless mentors. You know, I'm not a traditional teacher by trade. So I had mentors that had to show me, how do you even sell something to a school, right? How do you become a vendor for a school district? You know, I didn't know anything about building an app. So I went into the area. I remember when I signed up for a 12-week course through General Assembly, because I thought I was going to code it myself, and quickly learned that that is not my ministry, right? Like, so, but through that experience, I met other mentors that were able to connect me to the developers that I'm using today. So I have all types of mentors. I can't even count them for you, but, you know, again, so appreciative of all the people that have poured into me, not just for the business aspect, but just support, you know, people that have been there, that have tried to, you know, start a business. So yeah, you aren't going to be able to be an entrepreneur without mentors at all.
Yeah, I love it. And of course you mentioned ministry. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that as part of your entrepreneurial journey, because it's such an important part of the way in which you look at the world, the way in which, you know, you believe, and the way in which you not only served as a lead musician and music director, of course, at the Elizabeth Baptist Church, but you play this wonderful music, and that's part of your overall sort of mindset as well. How important is that belief in the morning when you wake up to make sure that you get to where you're going?
Yeah, you know, that's how I start my day, you know, giving thanks and asking for, you know, blessings and favor as we go out into the world to do this. But one of the biggest things that, you know, we're taught in church is discipleship. And oftentimes, a lot of our church members get caught in only doing that within the four walls of the church. And so I'm grateful that I've been given an idea that allows me to still talk about, you know, my faith in other areas, not, you know, because sometimes when I tell people about that, they're like, where did this come from? And the answer that I have is, I'm like, well, you know, this is an idea that God gave me. And that's the honest truth, you know? And so I do feel great that even in the business world and the business aspect and working with kids, that the root of it is, you know, this is an idea that God gave a church musician to help other people. And I feel great about that.
I love it, too. It's so great. And of course, you've only cut out a certain amount of time. You're building this great enterprise. I want to get into entrepreneurship in just a moment. But before I do, you know, you have Shaquille O'Neal, you know, one of my favorite, you know, sports stars. He loves to make music count. I mean, he's on video saying how cool the system is. My question is, how big is Shaq?
He's larger than life. He's larger than life, you know. He'll easily take up a whole door frame, you know, and, you know, you'll just kind of see a big item in your peripheral and you'll just be like, oh my gosh. But when I talk about one of the nicest people I've met, you know, they always say, you know, never meet your heroes because they'll disappoint you. That's not the case with Shaq at all. He really cares, you know, like, the reason why we met is because we were featured on a show he created called The Game Plan, which focused on six Atlanta startups. And he did this just because he knows that startups need more exposure. So, you know, he didn't ask for anything, no equity in our company. He was like, no, I built this platform for you guys. You guys are excellent. You just need that push. And you can't beat that. You can't beat that. So, yeah.
I love it. Super cool. We love Shaq, of course. We love his competitiveness. We love the way in which he now represents, you know, as a analyst and a broadcaster. And of course, he's doing great things for the community. Now, let's get into entrepreneurship, because we have some younger entrepreneurs watching the show, Marcus, and maybe they're hitting a roadblock. Maybe they're hitting a pothole in the road. Maybe they freeze in the frame like some entrepreneurs do sometimes. We all do. What type of advice can you give to the younger entrepreneurs watching the show about how to keep on pushing and keep on going and get through those roadblocks coming out the other side?
You know, I would say it's not about perfection. It's about progress. You know, whenever you have an idea, it's just that, an idea, until you start testing it out, right? Like, I made this up at my piano at home and just decided to go. And I started doing this for free as volunteer work at first, working with some kids, just seeing if it would work. And so I think, you know, that's kind of like your go-to-market strategy. You got to make sure that it's going to work, but, you know, be willing to put some, you know, real trench groundwork in for this thing to make sure that you're not wasting your time, you know, and that you'll be able to wake up every day and do it, right? And not get burnt out and be passionate, because, you know, when you start, you know, pitching the clients, you know, that pitch sometimes becomes very repetitive, you know, and if you don't really mean it, people will be able to tell, right? So you want to be able to make sure that you're just giving it a go the best that you can every day, learning, being open to pivoting. Again, so just to show how much we pivoted, we started off as a volunteer program where we I would just bring in keyboards and teach classes that way. But those 6 months of free work allowed us to then start making workbooks, right? And so once we had workbooks, we were able to sell those to school districts. And once we had, you know, we were buying piano keyboards and workbooks, then we reached a ceiling of growth there. That's where the idea for the app came, so that we could scale more, right? So then we pivoted to the app. And so we've been pushing the app as a freemium model and something that we licensed to schools. And then once the pandemic hit, we were like, oh man, we can't rely only on selling to schools. That's where the idea for the online platform came from. And from all that growth within our product, we realized that we were creating this space for music streaming to come in. So it's been a progression. That's why I said it had to be perfect. Now, I will say you have to be excellent. Excellent is not perfect, but you need to be able to just make progress and grow and learn and ask for help and ask for help. You know, being an entrepreneur is really tough. It can be lonely, but people want to help you. People will help you, you know, and that's can be from pitch competitions to funding to just support and advice and, you know, and then it'll work out.
Wow. What an inspiration you are. Marcus Blackwell, the CEO and founder of Make Music Count. You're doing so many great things. I love the idea that you had minimal viable product, MVP after MVP, and you kept progressing and seeing where it could go. And you're not stopping. And it's continual and constant and never ending improvement with what you're doing. It's an inspirational story. I love having you on the show. I'm going to bring you back again when you bring out some more, you know, maybe you're going to have the flute or the saxophone or the guitar the next time. But what a great interview, Marcus. Thanks so much for coming on the show. This has been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share. I really appreciate it.